Sophie and the Shadow Woods, The Goblin King, by Linda Chapman and Lee Weatherly, read by Joan Walker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
1. Hidden in the Shadows. Sophie Smith crouched on the roof of the garden shed. Pushing her thick blonde fringe from her eyes, she thought through the obstacle course she was about to do. Down the drain pipe, over the flower bed, across the monkey bars, over the fence, and then back to the shed, she muttered. Easy. Her best friend Sam was standing on the grass below with a stopwatch.
So the winner is the quickest one to get back here with the key?
He checked. The wind ruffled his spiky red hair. Sophie grinned.
You mean the magic key that Dracula's stolen? She corrected him.
She and Sam had found a wooden box in her grandpa's wardrobe when they'd been playing hide-and-seek a few hours earlier. Inside the box was a large iron key, carved with strange and beautiful patterns with a hole in the centre. Sophie had never seen it before, but it looked so interesting that she and Sam had immediately invented a game with it. She planned to put it back before Grandpa got home. For the rest of that morning, she and Sam had pretended it was a magic key that they had to rescue from Dracula's castle. It had been great fun, and after lunch, the game had turned into a timed obstacle course in the garden. While some of the girls in her class at school liked to play games about fairies and others liked to giggle about boys, Sophie's favourite things to do were having races.